Now, little did we know at that time, as I was issuing a declaration of emergency that Sunday afternoon at the mansion, that we would lose 13 Mississippians, 13 lives that have been lost in that terrible storm that came through, where nearly a dozen confirmed tornadoes had touched ground in Mississippi. Some as in Louisville and Winston County and Lee County and Tupelo, not only claimed lives, but 945 families lost their homes. Almost 2,000 homes, structures have been damaged throughout 21 counties. So today, as we reflect on this day of prayer, I would ask that you, as much as possible, remember not only now, but in the weeks and months to come, those families, the terrible tragedies that occurred in an instant, a life lost. Now we pray for those that have survived, those that carry on. To just today, we were receiving wonderful information regarding a modular hospital that will be on its way to Mississippi from South Carolina. We received calls of monetary donations to the Red Cross. Tomorrow I'll be in Louisville, Mississippi to help with the recovery effort as it continues. But we must continue as we may to remember the loved and the lost. Just last evening, Deborah was at Blair Batson visiting a child who had survived that terrible storm there in Louisville, Mississippi, but has had injuries. So we pray for her and for her family. This is an opportunity for us to truly continue to show the world how Mississippians respond. That we go to our knees, but not in defeat, but in praise and worship, as we ask Almighty God to heal those that are wounded, hurt, after this tragedy. And that we ask the Almighty God to give us all strength as we move forward to make sure that each and every family is recovered and restored. Now, I was able to issue a proclamation, as I do each year, recognizing this wonderful day. You heard Deborah talk about the history of this and how long it had gone on as a national day of prayer, since 1952, when the United States Congress officially recognized it under the signature of President Harry Truman. And each day, each year at this day, at this time, Americans all across this country join together for the simple but profound act of going to our God in prayer. And it is my great honor to have been able to recognize through this proclamation as May 1st as the official National Day of Prayer in Mississippi. And each year it has been my great fortune to join this crowd at this time to reflect, to pray. Now, as I was going through the neighborhoods and meeting with families, first responders this past week, I could hear one thing from each of them, one unto another, we'll be praying for you. Many of them, as they greeted First Lady and I, said, we pray for y'all. And indeed, we know they do, because what a tremendous response we have received throughout this state and throughout this nation. Governors that have called. Our United States congressional delegation yesterday touring the damage. The President of the United States issuing a national declaration of an emergency prior to even receiving all of the information related to the loss. An expedited declaration from the White House so that we might be able to respond to federal assets. We have been blessed now. And so as we go into this day of prayer, let us be humbled, realizing that in the hands of Almighty God, we do not know the future. We have no control over many things that might happen in our life. But as I read my devotion this morning in Philippians 4:13, it says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Now, that devotion came from the Duck Dynasty devotional. That was written by Will Robertson, Jr., I think a 12-year-old young man. who reflected upon the challenges in his life and says that he can do all things through Christ that strengthen him. Will is exactly right. What a wonderful lesson Philippians teaches us. So thank you for being here today. I pray that Almighty God will continue to lead you in your daily worship, your work, your learning, your family life, and that He will, as He always has, kept Mississippi in a very special place. I cannot help but believe as I look here today and as I meet the people all across this state, but God is favored with Mississippi. God is happy the way we go about our lives and what we do here to help one another. That is the highest compliment I could pay to you, that you have led a wonderful life. It makes all of us very proud to be Mississippians. And today, Amy Rylander is here. She is a Christian artist. And as we go about this day of prayer, she will be doing as she always does, painting as the Lord leads her hands to do so. And hopefully by the end of this opportunity we've had, she will talk to you a little bit about how she has been led today to reflect in her art the Lord's lessons to us. Again, thank you all for being here today at this National Day of Prayer in Mississippi, and thank you for giving Deborah and I the opportunity to serve you. God bless you all.